Happy Monday, everybody. How are you doing today? How are those New Year's resolutions going as we settle into a new week and especially a new year? Let's get into some good habits and make 2018 the best ever. One of the ways you can do that, maybe you did set some resolutions. Maybe you resolved to read a couple of good books here a month, or maybe just for the entire year. But I'm going to recommend one of our sponsors, author Jeff Barnes, has written a couple of great books. You got The Wisdom of Walt, which talks about how Walt Disney himself chased his dreams, looked to improve himself, and got the best out of those around him, and how he created Disneyland, the place where dreams come true. Well, just recently, back in October, author Jeff Barnes put out his second book, the sequel, Beyond the Wisdom of Walt, which relates to Walt Disney's dream for Central Florida and expanding his dream of Disneyland down to Epcot, you know, the experimental prototype community of tomorrow, and all the plans, grandiose plans for Central Florida. You can get inspired as well, because these books not only give you a little Disney history, but they're also personal growth books. When you read them, you're going to see how Walt Disney got the best out of those around him and how you can do the same with your family, your coworkers, and your friends. So drop by thewisdomofwalt.com today, pick up a couple of great books, and let's make 2018 awesome. Again, check it out today over at thewisdomofwalt.com. You also need to resolve to save time and money here in 2018 with our friends over at touringplans.com. Of course, they are the official website for the unofficial guide to Walt Disney World. They still have the trip planning tools to show you the least crowded park to visit every day of your Disney vacation, customized touring plans for visiting Disney's best rides, honest restaurant reviews, how to save on Disney tickets, the best hotel rooms to ask for with pictures, and so much more. Just resolve to make this a great year. Make good choices, and this is one of the best things you can do. Think about it right now. If you pick up that premium subscription today, you're golden all the way until 2019. So check out our friends over at touringplans.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1273 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Monday to you, and let's kind of settle in here in 2018. We've had the holidays, and work schedules get all off during this time of year, but I think it's time to settle in, and let's all resolve to make 2018 an amazing year. Let's be good to each other, find the good in the world, and be the good in the world. And one of the things we can do to get in that positive spirit is to hear about our favorite place, which is Walt Disney World and the Disney destinations. So today, to kick off, another week here and, start to January here, we have my good buddy in New Jersey, Giovanni. Thanks for joining us here on a Monday.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mike.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to sit down with us and talk about your trip that you took back in 2017. Now it sounds like a long time ago. It was only a few, it wasn't that long ago now, but you stayed down at one of my favorite resorts. So tell us when you went down, where you stayed, and why you were there, and then we'll dive into all the details of the trip.
All right. So I went back in March of 2017, from March 30th through April 7th, and we stayed at Port Orleans Riverside, which is also one of my favorite resorts. We were in town for WrestleMania, which was the group that I went down with. We're obviously huge wrestling fans, and we've gone to several WrestleManias already in different cities. But when we found out it was going to be in Orlando, it just kind of felt like a no-brainer, Well, we got to go home. you can't be in Florida without going home. So we just made a big trip out of it and visited Disney World.
I feel for you because, as the end of college football wrapped up, I knew that Mizzou was actually by some miracle going to make a bowl game after we started 1-5. And I just kept telling myself, please win enough games to get a bowl game in Florida. Please. We ended up in Texas. But, it's one of those things that, when you have an event, an external event that happens down in Central Florida, whether it's like a work conference or, like you said, WrestleMania comes to town, a sporting event, that really does give us an excuse. And that was on the radar for you as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. As soon as they usually announce where WrestleMania is going to be, like a good, you know, maybe 6 months out or so. So as soon as we heard, it's like, oh, that's it. We got to get moving on this. We already know where we're staying. Like, that's not a problem. It's just getting WrestleMania tickets. But we'll worry about that later.
That's right. So tell me about how the trip comes together. So you're going down with some buddies to see WrestleMania, but you want to enjoy some Disney time as well. Are you the point man as far as planning everything out?
Pretty much, yeah. Just because my wife and I have been to Disney so many times already, and like, even when I'm not in Disney World, I can't help but like check the My Disney Experience app and all that stuff. So yeah, I'm pretty much the go-to, and I just kind of get a feel for what the group wants to do, on what days they want to do it, and then I don't like to be too stringent with like a schedule. I do try to get fast passes and ADRs, obviously, but I like to leave some room where we can just kind of be spontaneous. And, you know, if we see the wait time for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, for example, is less than like a whole day, we're like, okay, let's just hop on here. We have some time to the fast pass. And I also try to get fast passes if they're within like 10 minutes of the last one ending or anything like that. Basically, if they're close together, I try to get them in the same vicinity of whatever park we're in, so we don't have to like book it across the park and whatnot. Cause I feel like you don't really enjoy it that day. And also, we're all pretty much Disney veterans. So this time we didn't want to kill ourselves with like 12 hour days. So we're like, you know what, let's take it easy. We'll show up to the park midday, take it day by day, little by little, and we didn't kill ourselves, which was nice. I got to enjoy Disney like a different way, you know. I didn't need a vacation from the vacation.
And you know what? That is something that is tough, I think, for those folks listening to today's podcast, you know, unless you've been down there quite a few times. And I think that's what the benefit of traveling to Walt Disney World time and time again is that you don't feel that urgency. I tend to feel that more at the beginning of the trip, like, oh man, I have so much I want to do. And then I feel it again, you know, like the day before we leave, because I feel like, oh man, I won't be back for a year, I won't be back for 9 months, and I want to make sure that I get another ride on Space Mountain, I want to get over and see Soarin'. But you found that you were able to just chill out and enjoy Walt Disney World for what it is.
Yeah, definitely. And that was nice. I also feel like, so we drove down, which was, I'm never doing it again. It's just, it beats you. That's what beat us up, really, was the drive. The drive down wasn't too bad. We left on like a Thursday night, and we got there like midday, late afternoon-ish on Friday. So the drive down wasn't too bad. It took us about 19 hours. But it's different because your adrenaline is pumping like, oh, we're going on vacation, can't wait to get there. But then coming home was brutal. It took us 2 days to get home, you know, between traffic and just being exhausted, because we made the mistake of like doing a half day at the parks that day. So like, we had to pull over in like a gas station that was closed on the highway to just rest a little bit, because otherwise like we would have made it home.
Yeah, I remember those days. Driving is rough. I mean, it can save you a lot of money, and I understand that. Here's what I say. I mean, unless you're extremely far away, everybody should try it once. But it's one of those things that sometimes your sanity and your body, I mean, I've learned that as I've gotten older, like playing a lot of hockey and a lot of sports has beat up my body. So it kills me to sit and drive for 15 hours that it takes to get down from St. Louis. So while there's an expense in buying plane tickets, it also gives me more time down at Walt Disney World when I'm there, but it gives me better quality time. It doesn't wear me out. It sounds like you guys really chilled out as far as your vacation, but when you got back, you were probably beat up from the drive home.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's really what did us in, was especially the drive back. We were all exhausted. Thankfully, we got back on a Saturday, so we still had Sunday to like kind of recuperate before we had to get back to work on Monday. But yeah, that drive back was really brutal. And like I said, you know, going, it's different. Your adrenaline's pumping. We got there after a 19-hour drive, and we went right to a park, because that's it. We caught our second wind, and it's like, yeah, let's
let's do this. We're here. Can't waste any time now, you know? So
yeah, I've been there. You know, it's like you're exhausted, but you catch that second wind, you go, but then you crash hard. Boy, when you start crashing, you are done after that drive and that first day in the parks. I can remember that.
Yep.
That bus.
For the world,
yeah, I remember being on the bus, man. It was packed, and I think I fell asleep standing up. I didn't care, you know, because we went to the Magic Kingdom right away. It was dumb. So you mentioned you guys stayed at Riverside, and it's one of your favorite resorts. So what is it about Riverside that does it for you?
I like that it's big and spacious, but it doesn't feel that way. Nothing ever seems too far away. It's always like a 5-8 minute walk. It's such a beautiful place. Like anywhere in Riverside is beautiful. We stayed in the my wife and I went a couple of years ago for New Year's Eve, and we stayed in the the Alligator Swamp area or something like that.
Yeah, the Bayou.
The Bayou. There you go. Yeah. But then this time we stayed in one of the other side that they look like plantation houses. We stayed on both sides of the resort, and it didn't matter. Like either side was beautiful. It's also great to just walk around, relax. Yeehaw Bob is there. I love the atmosphere. It's great. And because this was kind of a longer stay, we generally try to stay in a moderate resort when we stay for a long period of time, just because we're going to utilize the amenities like the pool and whatnot more than we would if we were staying for, like, let's say 4 days or like on a weekend, and we just stay at Pop Century and All Star because we're never in the room. We're never going to use anything because we're always out. But for this one, we're like, you know what? Let's splurge a little bit. Let's stay here. We've been there before, and yeah, it's really quiet. It's really quaint. I love the walk that you can take to Friends Quarter, see that resort, and taking the little ferry boat to Disney Springs is always like a nice little drive there, nice relaxing drive. So.
Yeah, you know, with Disney Springs becoming what it has over the past 2 to 3 years with the renovations, that, you know, French Quarter, Old Key West, Riverside, with that taxi service, Saratoga Springs, you know, the water taxis, that is a huge, huge advantage to staying at these resorts. And like you said, when I go to Riverside, I truly picture it because I go for early morning runs. It's almost like running through a postcard. It's something that, you know, it is three-dimensional.
Yeah.
You can go up to the buildings and touch them. You can see the manicured gardens and stuff. But it almost looks like it's a painting, really. I mean, when the Sascagoula River's flat in the very first beginning of the morning before the boats start going, it's crazy how beautiful this place is. I think you have to experience it to understand that. And one of the things you mentioned was you took advantage of the amenities at the resort, like swimming and stuff like that. How was the weather in early March? Because I know, like, in Jersey, it can still be rough that time of year. Here in the Midwest, it can still snow even that time of year. So how did you find the weather?
The weather was beautiful. Of course, the day that we went to WrestleMania, it was at Camping World Stadium, so it was outdoors. And it was just, I think that was the hottest day when we were there. So we were dying. But every other day, it was not too hot, not too cold. It was like, it was just right. There wasn't really any humidity, really. So if it was 90 degrees, it was 90 degrees. It didn't feel like 110 or anything like that. So I actually really liked it. We usually go in October, so we like that weather best. But this was kind of like the best of summer and fall in Florida, I felt. Like, we were never uncomfortable. I thought it was, like, perfect.
So
we didn't even have to wear, like, hoodies out or anything at night, like, you know, usually. Like, it was great.
That's what I was going to ask. I mean, when you got that kind of weather, especially when you can escape because you've just survived the long, cold winter up in the Northeast, you know, that's how I feel in the Midwest. Like, I just want to get where it's actually warm. I can throw on some shorts and not have to be, you know, like in a hoodie on a good day, you know, just shirt sleeves and enjoy the weather. I think, really, when you get down there, not only does it make you cheerful, but I think everybody's just excited to be in a place like Florida. You know, it's spring training down in Florida for a lot of the baseball teams. It's a great place to be that time of year.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'd recommend it. And I'd do it again, for sure. I liked that time of year.
Awesome. So talk to us about your times in the parks. You mentioned you went slow. You didn't have to see everything, but what were some of your highlights as far as going into the theme parks? Did you do anything like water parks or anything outside of that?
We didn't do the water parks. I've actually never done the water parks. But one of the... So on Friday, right after our big drive, we went right to Hollywood Studios because it, unfortunately, there's just... It went... Like, that used to be my favorite park, but there's just nothing there anymore, or at least for the time being. So we just... I had a fast passes already for Toy Story Mania and Tower of Terror. So as soon as we got there, we knocked out the fast passes because they were like one right after the other. And then we just had dinner at 50s Primetime, which was our, that was our first time eating there. And I had heard mixed reviews about it, but when we ate there, we loved it. We loved the atmosphere. I loved how I got a kick out of how like the wait staff is kind of abrasive to you if you're doing something rude. Like if you have like our one friend, she had her her phone out, and our waiter came over and he's like, well, you know, since you're not paying attention, and he like threw the utensils at her, she's like, you can set the table because you know you got to put your phone away, that's impolite, and just walked away. And we got a kick out of that because it's like, wow, all right, this is cool, this is what you come to Disney for, you know, have good food but also see how everything is themed, you know. And I love that it was like grandma's kitchen and whatnot. So that was fun. I had the pot roast, which was delicious. Our ADR was fairly late, so I didn't get to see too much of the Star Wars fireworks, unfortunately, but I did catch the tail end of it, and those seemed really nice.
Yeah, they're cool.
So yeah, so Friday, that's basically all we did. Then the next day, we just took our time. We slept in till the afternoon because we were exhausted from the night before, or from the day before. So we just took it easy at Disney Springs once we woke up, because I had fast passes and an ADR at Animal Kingdom in the evening. Now, it was interesting because this particular visit kind of changed my mindset when it came to Animal Kingdom. I was always like, oh, it's a half day park, they don't really have much to do there, so let's just go knock out, you know, the Mount Everest, dinosaur, things like that, and then that's it, we're out. But I guess because we were taking it easy, I kind of got to experience each park differently, and I realized, like, man, Animal Kingdom isn't really a half day park anymore. Like, they have a lot of things to do, they have a lot of great places to eat. And, you know, at the time, Pandora hadn't opened yet. I've since visited, I visited Disney again in November from my wife and I. We celebrated our second wedding anniversary there. And Pandora was open, and it just blew me away. I got to get on Flight of Passage, which was fantastic. So, like, I don't think Animal Kingdom is a half-day park anymore. And I'm glad that this trip kind of, you know, smartened me up when it came to that, because I didn't realize how much I was missing, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, though, how circumstances that you may see as a negative initially can turn into something that's a positive, because, you know, some people say, oh, well, it's so busy, you know, I'm not going to get on all these e-ticket attractions. But what it does in a case like that, I'm not saying this is your case, but I mean, this could be my case, you know, for the summer coming up or something, where, you know, you don't get to see, you know, you don't get to do 30 rides in a day. But what you do is you get to see some of the secondary attractions and slow down and just see some of the live entertainment and stuff like that. And then you walk away kind of like you're saying, like, wow, that's there's a lot more to this than just the surface level of, you know, a Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, or, you know, going on Flights of Passage and the Navi River Journey and Expedition Everest. You know, I could see, you know, one of the jungle trails, or see some of the characters, or live music. You know, I think that's really where Disney sings. You know, it's on multiple levels, and I think you're kind of saying the same thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And even in subsequent visits since this visit, I've noticed that, like, Disney does not miss a beat, even with the details. Like you said, live music, like the performers that perform in Africa, for example, in Animal Kingdom. Like, you could easily kill the 10 minutes or 15 minutes, however long they perform, just watching them, because they're just, it's incredible. And that's, you know, that's what I like. That's what I love about Disney, other than the attractions, you know, world-class attractions, world-class dining, all that. But just no detail is missed on their part. Like, you're completely immersed in their world.
There's no TVs in any of the parks, which I think is amazing. So they're literally their own world, and I love that. It's the perfect, to me, it's the perfect escape. You know, especially it helps if you're a Disney fan, obviously. But I don't know. I just think they do it better than anybody.
Yeah, I totally agree. Really. You know, and also, I mean, along those lines, you know, when I was first going to Disney, what I would have thought, like my mindset would have been, I'm wasting 15 minutes here watching this live music. Where now, when I go down and I watch, like I said, that, like you said, the music group in Africa, who's awesome. You know, if I watch them, it's not 15 minutes wasted. It's an enhanced experience in my vacation, you know, overall. So I think you got to look at things and, you know, it's how you see things. But if you have an open mind, a lot of times you'll get some experiences that you weren't expecting.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. So walk us through the rest of the trip. What else did you guys do?
So then Sunday, we didn't really do anything. That was WrestleMania. Monday we relaxed at the pool, because we had, Monday Night Raw that night. So we didn't want to do anything. We just kind of, you know, lounged around by the pool, whatnot. We visited Disney Springs a lot because, we love it. Our friends, the couple that we usually travel with, we like to, you know, we like to eat, have some drinks, enjoy each other's company and whatnot. So we'd like to go to Disney Springs often, like anytime we can. Love Raglan Road down there. I feel like that's like the best kept secret in Disney Springs, or I don't know anymore if it's a secret, but just love the atmosphere there and whatnot. So we went there a lot. I finally got to, I'm a huge Indiana Jones fan, so I finally got to buy the monkey and the Jovito Mojito souvenir cup that they have there.
That's awesome.
Which was like a must get for me this trip. So that, you know, that was one of the things that we did. Tuesday, we just went to Universal Studios. We didn't really do anything. Now, Wednesday and Thursday were our, I think, the consensus favorite days, because the other group that we went with, they have a young daughter, and so they stayed off property, where my wife and I and the other and another couple stayed on property in the same room we shared. We didn't care. So we didn't meet up. We couldn't meet up with them until Wednesday, and we met up at Epcot, and we didn't know it was the Flower and Garden Festival, which we had never done before. I've done Food and Wine, which is great, but Flower and Garden, I'm like, oh, is this like the same thing? And while I guess it's in the spirit of Food and Wine, but I think it's done a pretty good job of separating itself from Food and Wine. And I've done Food and Wine a few times now, and I think I prefer Flower and Garden. I don't know what it is, other than the sculptures, which are gorgeous. I just felt like the food offerings were, like, we're all foodies, so we're very into trying new things and whatnot. And I felt like Flower and Garden was better for that than Food and Wine. Food and Wine kind of has the same vendors come over and over again. Where Flower and Garden, there was like countries that I haven't even seen in like the various Food and Wines and all that. So that was fun. And in Epcot, we don't really, Soarin's great. Test Track is fun, but when we go to Epcot, we don't really worry about the rides too much. We just go and eat and like drink around the world and take our time with the World Showcase. So that's basically what that day was. Just a lot of hanging out, trying different foods, trying different drinks and whatnot. We were on the dining plan, which we love. And I think like that in itself is worth staying on property for. So we would just kind of alternate if we got to a booth where it's like, oh, I want to try this. If it was a consensus, like, yeah, let's try that, then one of us would use a snack credit on it. If we wanted multiple things from a booth, then one would use a snack credit on one, the other one would use a snack credit on the other. We share food. We don't mind that. So we pretty much eat at every country and every booth, which was fun. The corned beef from the UK booth was incredible. I think that was our favorite dish. That, and I liked the currywurst from Germany too. Now this is where it gets interesting. So that night, on Wednesday night, I had an ADR for Poop to Do review, which was
which was all of our first time doing it. And I was very excited about it because I had heard nothing but great things. So on our way out, Spaceship Earth had a 5-minute wait. So the other couple that we were with had never ridden it before. So I'm like, all right, let's go on. It's only five minute wait, which means there's no wait. You're just going to walk right through the queue. Let's get on, and then we can leave. We have time. It was 7 o'clock. The ADR was for 8 o'clock. I forgot how long
is. Either that or you're going to get evac'd or like if we get stuck. I'm like, oh, no, this is not going to end well. Yep.
Exactly. So by the time we get off the ride, it's already 7:20. So now they have their little child, who I think she was 2 at the time. So now we have to go to their car, strap the baby into the car seat, and then leave and start driving to Hoop to Do Review. By the time we even leave the parking lot, it's already 7:40. For some reason, I told my friend to go to the Wilderness Lodge. Oof. Hoop de Doo is at Fort Wilderness.
Yep.
So we get to Wilderness Lodge, and it's like 7:50 already. So now I'm starting to freak out. Like, oh my God, I'm going to get charged for 7 people on my reservation. I'm going to lose my 2 dining credits or whatnot. We finally get to Fort Wilderness. It's like 7:55. I sprinted while everybody was getting situated, getting out of the car. I sprinted to the bus. Thankfully, there was no one on it. Bus driver was nice enough to like wait for my friend to get there. It's now 8 o'clock. I'm freaking out. And so out of curiosity, I asked the bus driver, I'm like, you know, what do I do? Like, where's Hoop de Doo Review? And like, what am I to expect? My reservation was at 8 o'clock. What's going to happen? And she's like, oh, don't worry about it. They're probably just like, they either just finished with their previous show and are still cleaning up, or, you know, they're just letting people in now. Like, you're fine. You didn't miss your reservation. I was like, okay. I took her word for it. I wasn't really calm yet. I'm not going to be calm until I get off the bus. And lo and behold, get off the bus, and there's a long line of people. They haven't even let people in yet. So it was big relief. I'm like, all right, now I can calm down. And that was worth that entire hassle, because that Hoop de Doo Review was fantastic. It's just so much fun. The food and the unlimited sangria and all that. Like, it's just, it was a really, really good time.
Giovanni, you're stressing me out, though, because I'm a person who, I'd rather be an hour early than a minute late. And when you said you were getting on Spaceship Earth like 5 minutes ago in that story, I started sweating. I've been sweating the whole time because you went to the wrong resort then. And then now on top of that, I'm picturing this because I've been there. Trust me. Like, Fort Wilderness is like the hardest resort to get from where you park back to where you need to be, because you got to take a bus. I mean, I feel for you. I feel for you, man. I am right with you.
I didn't know that. So I was like, oh, forget it. We're never going to make it. I have to take a bus just to get to the restaurant. Oh, I'm toast. But thankfully it worked out and whatnot. My friend with his daughter, she was starting to get fussy, so they couldn't stay the whole time at dinner, and they were our ride there. So it's like, all right, it's fine. We'll find our way back, whether it's Uber or Disney transportation. We'll be fine. So they left. And so I asked one of the people in the one of the bus depots, I'm like, how do we get back to our resort? They said, it's fine. Just hop on the bus to Magic Kingdom and then hop on your resort bus from there and you'll be fine. Oh, great. No problem. As I'm checking the My Disney Experience app, I noticed Magic Kingdom had extra magic hours. So I was like, oh yeah, let's do this. Believe it or not, I've visited Disney, I don't know how many times. I have never done extra magic hours at night. I've done it in the morning, but never at night. And thank God we did it, because it was like, I don't know what it was about it. It was just breathtaking seeing Main Street and the castle lit up at night. You kind of have the park to yourself, really. There's not many people around, or it's not as crowded, rather. And it was just beautiful. It was a great experience. We were going to Magic Kingdom the next day anyway, so we decided, let's just ride the big rides that we want to ride. That way, the fast passes that I have, I can switch them out for something else. And in these 2 days, we can knock out all of the rides that we want to ride. So we rode...
the Haunted Mansion, which is my favorite ride. And I don't know, I guess riding it at night was a different experience for me, at least. I was like, I'm like, this is the highlight of my trip, riding Haunted Mansion at night. And I don't know why, I had never noticed before, but when you're in the stretching room at the end of it, when the thunder goes off on the roof, there's that, you know, like someone hung themselves or whatnot.
Yep.
I had never noticed that before until that trip. I was like, why did I ever look up? So yeah, it was just it was just really cool to get on it in the dark, get off it in the dark. My eyes didn't have to adjust to anything. I don't know. It was cool.
You know what it is?
You
know what it was, though? You were hyped up on sangria and fried chicken. You know, maybe some strawberry shortcake.
You know what? It heightens
the senses. That's what happens.
Yeah, that's true. So we did that. We did Little Mermaid and Buzz Lightyear, which I did have a fast pass for, and I was able to swap it for Pirates. So it worked out. And then Thursday, like I said, it was Magic Kingdom. This was the consensus of the group, our favorite day of the entire trip. We all got there early, all seven of us. We met up. My wife and I and the other couple, we had fast passes. We did our thing. They did their thing with their little girl. She wanted to meet princesses and whatnot. We all wore matching shirts. That day, our shirts said Disney Besties for the Resties.
Nice.
And we got to, my friend had the one with the little daughter, he had the memory maker. So we took a lot of pictures, with the memory maker in our t-shirts, one of which was like the background of all of our lock screens for months. Because it was just a really cool thing. We had dinner at a Liberty Tree Tavern. Then we got to see Wishes, which, again, for some reason I had never seen that show before, and it was ending. Soon. And so I'm glad I got to catch it. I even got a little choked up because I'm like, wow, this is amazing. And then I got to see my friend and you know, holding his daughter, and she's watching it for the first time, and it was just a really heartfelt moment for all of us. And I think that was definitely all of our favorite days there, because we legitimately spent the entire day from park open to park close together there, and we took our time. We didn't kill ourselves trying to run from thing to thing, you know, from ride to ride or whatnot. We kind of took in the atmosphere, sat on benches, like we took our time, and it was great.
You did it right, you know, because you picked a resort that you like and that has the amenities you're looking for. It's got the beauty that you're looking for. It's got ease of transportation. But also when it came to the theme parks, you know, you didn't kill yourself, and you appreciated the small things, you know, like seeing the fireworks show, appreciating those you're around, and just getting to see things that you've done many times before in a different light. And like you said, being there during the Flower and Garden, it's kind of, when you get those new experiences, I think, especially during Flower and Garden, Epcot is at its most beautiful of the entire year. Coming from the cold weather, we haven't seen that much green and that many flowers yet. And to get to see that kind of, I truly think it refreshes our spirit. So it just sounds like everything really, and you got to go down for WrestleMania, which you guys are huge wrestling fans. So it's kind of the best of both worlds. And it just sounds like everything really came together on this trip, and you had a great time because you had, you know, things you're passionate about, the people you love, the people you care about, and you're in one of your favorite places. So it just sounds like a great trip.
Yeah. Yeah, it really was. It was good. We still talk about it, and it's been, you know, I don't know how long now, but we still talk about it, and we still like, we want to go back again as a group. It was really, really great trip. It was probably, I don't know, I feel like that's my favorite. That's the favorite trip that I've ever taken. One of my favorite trips that I've ever taken to Disney World, for sure. It was just, everything kind of fell into place, and it was just a really, really good and nice time with like people that I love. So yeah, it was great. I'd do it again in a heartbeat, just not the driving part.
We'll get you some plane tickets. Well, you know, that is truly what it's all about. And that's what I love, having these Monday shows, hearing about great trips, awesome experiences. Giovanni, thanks for coming on. Happy New Year to you and your family. And I hope to catch you down at the parks here maybe in 2018.
Thank you. Same to you. And yeah, definitely.
All right. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by our friends over at The Wisdom of Walt and Beyond The Wisdom of Walt. Two great books to read here as we kick off 2018. Make it a resolution to spend some quality time with a book. You know, that's a great way to relax and unwind, but also inspire you and read about your favorite place. So drop by thewisdomofwalt.com. You can also pick up both copies of Beyond The Wisdom of Walt and The Wisdom of Walt on Amazon. So you can do that today. Also, don't forget, don't stand in line and, you know, waste your time on those trips. You know, you can go slow, but you don't want to waste time in line. And that's where our friends over at touringplans.com come in. Pick up that premium subscription today. You'll be set for all of 2018, and you'll be making the most of your time down at Walt Disney World, Disneyland, and even over at Universal. So check them out today over at touringplans.com. And don't forget, as you do that online shopping here as you start 2018, please use our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Book that, mark that on your browser there on your mobile device or even on your desktop computer. And as you do that online shopping, please do support the show. It costs you nothing extra. You get all your Prime benefits. Again, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at BeOurGuestMike. And we've got a great Facebook page at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right. Well, one other thing, too. Don't forget, on the social media, I am still at Walt Disney World today if you're listening early. And if not, maybe you'll see some great pictures from the flight home this evening. So watch for that. Lots of great pictures from Marathon Weekend. I'm sure right there on my Instagram feed as well. So if you want to check that out, please do so today. All right. So for Giovanni, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Monday. Happy New Year, everybody. Hope it's off to a great start for you. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.